Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Throw eggs at our sign two or three times a week. However, we here in the Internal Revenue Department feel that we would rather have the average tax-paying citizen take his hostility out on our sign instead of us. My name is Harold Gilmore. I'm chief of Division 12 of the 60th Internal Revenue District. Must be getting close to April 15th. That's when the rocks start flying. Now, these are just minor occurrences compared to some of the problems we here in the department encounter in the daily discharge of our duty. These are files of some of the more difficult and bizarre cases that we've run into. We'll just pick one at random here. Let me see. Oh, yes. This is one that we refer to as the Great Hooterville Refund Fraud. Now, this one started one morning in a small general store in the town of Hooterville when one of their leading citizens dropped by to pick up his mail.
Hi, Mr. Colby.
Howdy.
Mr. Ziffle. Mr. Drucker.
Morning, Mr. Douglas. Oh, I got a letter for you. Looks important.
Where's it from?
Washington, D.C.
You've been writing nasty letters to Herbert Hoover again?
Herbert? It's from the Treasury Department.
Well, they must have found out about you still.
Look, instead of us all guessing what it is, why don't we open it and see?
I'll open it for you, Mr. Douglas.
I'll open it.
Hey, this is a check for $84.72.
If you don't mind, it's signed by the Treasurer of the United States.
Could I please?
He's right, Mr. Douglas.
It's a refund on my income tax.
What's that?
It's a tax you pay on your income. When did that go into effect? You mean you never heard of the income tax?
How could we? We never had no income.
Well, if you did have, and you overpaid, or you had business losses, depreciation, you know, you're entitled to ask for a refund.
How often do you get them checks?
Once a year, but...
Well, don't get sore. You know, we all voted for Herbert Hoover just like you did.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, if you'll excuse me.
I see. Ain't that just like a city fella? Finds out about a good thing and don't want to let nobody else in on it.
Well, now that we know about it, we ought to write in for our refunds.
It ain't that easy. You got to do a lot of figuring on what you made during the year and what you lost.
I lost plenty.
Me too.
You can't just write in and...
Sam, Mr. Douglas is a lawyer, ain't he?
Yeah, but he...
He got refunded, didn't he?
Yeah, but he...
Then why don't you just butt out of things you don't know nothing about?
Do whatever you like.
We intend to.
What's new in Drucker's?
Oh, look what I got in the mail. Refund on my income tax.
Oh, $84.72. That's $3 more than you made last year.
Well, I made over $800 last year. And I paid too much income tax. This is the refund.
Why didn't you let them keep the refund and send you the $800?
No, they wouldn't,
Well, if you can cheat for $84, you could cheat for $800.
I did not cheat.
Well, then that's the first time.
I have never cheated.
What about the time the man came because you deducted your mother's teeth as entertainment?
I put her teeth on the wrong line.
Boy, were you mad at the Inferno Avenue when they said you couldn't deduct tape that?
I wasn't mad.
You went all the way to Washington to throw an egg at their sign.
Lisa, will you stop making up?
What are we going to do with the money?
What money?
Mr. Douglas got a refund on his income tax, $84.
Golly, that'd make a nice bonus for your hired hand.
I'm not giving you a bonus.
Very well, then. I'll have to tell him you deducticated your mother's teeth as entertainment again.
Look, now, while this homey little scene was taking place, Mr. Zipfel and Mr. Colby had called together some of the other farmers in the community and started to nibble away at our tax structure.
Now, how does that work again?
Newt, how many times have I got to... According to Mr. Douglas, if you lose money during the year, you write to the government and ask them to refund you.
Doggone. Ain't that nice of them.
What we got to figure out is how much money we lost last year.
Oh, well, I lost $600.
You must have had a good year. I lost $1,200.
Well, I only lost $900 last year, but the year before that, I really got hit. Close to $3,000.
Oh, too bad we didn't know about this before. I've been on a 10-year losing streak.
Now, I've heard tell that Mr. Douglas gets refunded every year. So why can't each of us claim a 10-year lump loss?
You think we'll get it?
Well, I don't see why not. Of course, the government does some stupid things. But I think they're basically honest. I can't think they'd want to cheat us.
Okay. Then let's get word to the other farmers in the valley to write down what they lost for the last 10 years and write in for their refunds.
Is your husband home?
No, he isn't.
Oh, will you tell him I was here?
I certainly will. Yeah,
thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hello, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Kimber, I think there is something wrong.
There is?
Yes, I should be in there and you should be out here.
Oh, well, why don't we try it that way? Hello, Mr. Douglas.
Hello there, Mr. Kimball.
Is your husband home?
No, he isn't.
Oh, will you tell him I was here?
I certainly will.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, if you're looking for Mr. Douglas, he's not home.
Mr. Kimball, I'm Mr. Douglas.
Oh, so you are. Yeah, I didn't recognize you without a dress on. Or is that Mrs. Douglas?
It depends on the time of day. Where's the knob?
Hello, dear. Mr. Kimball left a message for you that he was here.
I found him.
Why, then you can tear up the message.
Is he catching? What's the message?
Hmm? Oh. I want to talk to you about something confidential. Are we alone?
Yeah.
Who is she?
That's my, Look, Mr. Kimball, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, I hear you discovered some kind of a tax dodge where you can get some money back from the government.
Oh, you mean about his mother's teeth?
Look, will you forget about my mother's teeth?
Well, whoever's teeth they are, how do I get a refund?
Well, there are several ways. It depends on your income. How much do you get paid a week?
Gee, I don't know. I get paid by the month.
Oh, that's easy. Then you just multiply each check by 12 and divide by 7.
Why do you divide by seven?
Never mind, don't tell me.
You get a check every month. Well, how much is the check for?
Gee, I don't know. I always give it to my mother, and she won't tell me.
Oh, you dirty... Look, Mr. Kimball, I'm afraid I can't help you.
That's a fine thing. You helped everybody else in the valley.
I didn't help anybody.
Yeah, well, you told them all how to write in for refunds.
I never...
Yeah, they're all putting in for claims for the last 10 years.
Mr. Kimball, most of those people never paid an income tax.
What has that got to do with it?
Everything. If they didn't pay a tax, they won't get a refund.
Normally, Mr. Douglas would have been right. But due to, shall we say, an unusual circumstance, the following scene took place 2 weeks later in Mr. Drucker's general store.
I got mine. Mine came yesterday.
Mine, too.
You got what?
Our refund checks.
Your refund checks?
Yep, we did what you told us and rolled in for the money.
Three cheers for our leader, Mr. Douglas.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
I got a check for $62,000.
$62,000?
Yeah, I got one for $45,000.
$45,000?
I got one for $38,000.
$38,000? I figure they get over $572,000 back.
$572,000? I can't understand it. How could a thing like this happen?
Those were the exact words used by Senator Hansen at a closed-door investigation of our department by the Senator's subcommittee.
I don't understand. How could a thing like this happen?
It was because of an oil can, Senator.
Oil can?
Yes, sir. You see, our department spent over $30 million on computers to automatically handle the tax refunds. But there was no appropriation for a can of oil. So one of the bearings burned out on the refund computer.
Mr. Gilmore, it would seem that you fellas could chip in and raise a dime for a can of oil.
Well, we didn't know whether it would be deductible.
Now, this burned-out bearing was the cause of the error?
Indirectly. You see, when the computer failed, we had to switch over to manpower to handle the refunds.
Are you taking any steps to recover the money?
Yes, sir. I'm sending our ace field investigator to Hooterville today, Mr. Fred Feldinger.
Well, Mr. Feldinger, you realize how important it is that we get this money back?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is an election year, and I want the recovery of that money to be handled quietly and discreetly. After all, we don't want the public to lose confidence in us.
The whole thing is fantastic. Mr. Ziffel got a refund of $62,000. Mr. Colby got one of $38,000. Newt Kiley got one of $40,000. Altogether, it came to over $500,000.
And how much did you get?
$84 and... some odd sense.
And the whole thing was your idea?
No.
Well, for a lawyer, you're not too bright.
That has nothing to...
Well, at least it will be nice for the women getting all that money. Now they can have maids and minks and diamonds and all the other necessities of life.
It would be nice if they were really entitled to the money, but they're not.
Well, they got the checks.
They won't be able to keep them. Somebody from the government's bound to show up around here.
Morning, sir. Is your name Fred Ziffel?
Yeah. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Feldinger. I'm with the Department of Internal Revenue. Did you receive a refund check from us?
I sure did. And I want to thank you.
Yeah, well, I, Mr. Ziffel.
When you get back to Washington, I want you to thank Herbie Hoover for me, too.
Yeah, now, just a second, Mr. Ziffel. You see, that check you received, it's not yours.
No, I know it ain't. I cashed it at the bank yesterday.
Oh, my, you shouldn't have done that.
Why?
Well, because you're not entitled. You see, according to our records, you never paid any income tax.
So?
Well, how do you expect to receive a refund on a tax you never paid?
Mister, I don't think you understand how the system works.
What?
Refunding ain't based on tax paying. Refunding is based on losses.
Who told you that one?
Mr. Douglas. That's the way he's been doing it for the last 10 years.
But that's not legal.
Then what'd you send me the check for?
Well, because the Department of Internal Revenue made a mistake.
Well, you take that up with them. I'm satisfied with things the way they are.
What do you mean, give the money back?
Because you're not entitled to it.
That ain't what Mr. Douglas said.
Now, look, I don't care what this Mr. Douglas said. He's wrong.
Did you ever get a refund?
No.
Then what do you know about it?
According to Mr. Douglas, the money's coming to us.
It is not.
Well, then take it up with Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
You're under arrest.
For what?
Conspiring to defraud the government.
Conspiring to defraud...
Oh, they got you on that again.
Oh, you've done this before, huh?
Would you mind telling me who you are?
My name is Feldinger, and I am a special agent for the Department of Internal Revenue.
Oh, well, yes, I've been expecting you. Come in. I suppose you hear about those refund checks.
That's right. Didn't think you'd get away with it, did you?
Yes, No. Look, I didn't expect anything.
How much money did you get out of this whole tax refund fraud?
$84.
Why did you climb in through the window?
Well, the knob is still missing.
You only got $84 out of over half a million? You're not very bright, are you?
That's what I told him.
Look, now, may I explain this?
Very well, but remember, anything you say may be used in evidence against you.
I know my constitutional rights.
What are they?
Lisa, Mr. Feldinger, this whole thing was a misunderstanding. I received my refund check, and they asked me why I got it, and I tried to explain it to them, and somehow they got the idea that because they had some losses, all they had to do was write to the government and get their money back.
Do you really expect me to believe that?
My husband always tells the truth, except that one time about the blonde. Do you remember when...
Lisa, look, Mr. Feldinger, you've got to understand these people. They take everything literally, but they're not dishonest. In fact, you'll never find a more honest group of people. They wouldn't cheat anybody.
Mr. Douglas, look, all we want is our money back. We won't ask any questions, and we won't prosecute anybody.
Then ask them for the money.
I've tried. Now, maybe you could influence them, hmm?
Why me?
Because you are the ringleader.
Oh, I'm not. All right, I'll talk to them and see if I can get them to return it. Hi, Mr. Drucker.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Is Mr. Ziffel, Mr. Colby, or any of the other farmers around?
Yeah, they're in the store holding an investment meeting with Haney.
With Haney?
Now, gentlemen, this investment is divided into units of $10,000 each.
I got a question.
Gentlemen, may I...
Just a moment, Mr. Douglas. What's your question, Newt?
Well, suppose we invest our money in this and we lose it. Then what?
Well, you just write the government, and they refund it to you. Ain't that right, Mr. Douglas?
No, no.
Well, in that case, put me down for two units.
Put me down for three.
I'll take three.
You want to get in on this, Mr. Douglas?
In on what?
The Hooterville monkey racing track.
The Hooterville...
How did that grab you, Mr. Douglas?
What's a monkey racing track?
Well, you've seen them dog races where the dogs chase a stuffed rabbit. Well, this is the same thing, except we use monkeys and they chase a wooden banana.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it may be to you, but them monkeys take that banana pretty serious.
Wait, gentlemen, may I say something?
Not unless you want to buy some units. This here's a stockholders' meeting.
I don't care what kind of a meeting it is. You better listen to me now. That money does not belong to you people. You'll have to give it back.
Did you give yours back?
No.
Well, then why should we give ours back?
How can I make you under... Look, the government made a mistake.
Mr. Douglas, we ain't gonna listen to none of that anti-American talk. Our Constitution is mistakeless.
I give up. Look, you do what you want. The whole thing is between you and our mistakeless government.
Now, where was we?
You was talking about how you was going to get a wooden banana to run around a track.
I tried, but it's too late. They're going to invest the money in Mr. Haney's monkey racing track.
What is that?
It's a track where the monkeys race around chasing a wooden banana.
You know about them?
Oh, yes. They had them all over Budapest. It was the biggest sport in Hungary. Well, not the biggest sport. The biggest sport was... Well, the government put a stop to that, too.
What one was that?
Goulash betting.
Well, that's what she said, goulash betting.
The way it worked was they had a big pot of goulash right in the middle of the public square, and everybody would stand around betting, and then it would boil over.
Well, Hungarians will bet on anything.
And Mr. Douglas, this monkey track, was this your idea?
My idea?
Well, I just thought anybody with a genius to think up this income tax swindle...
Just a minute. I had nothing to do with it. Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Douglas.
Hey, Mr. Ziffo.
After you made your speech and left, those fellows took a vote.
Oh, and you're going to give the money back?
No, but they're going to name the track after you. The Oliver Wendell Douglas Monkey Racing Track.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, well, we figured as least we could do for him. After all he's done for us.
So, you had nothing to do with it, huh?
Oh, yes, the whole thing was my idea. The swindle, the monkey racing track, the wooden banana, everything.
Oh, Oliver, I'm so proud of you.
Mr. Douglas, I'm glad you were man enough to confess. Now, I'm afraid you'll have to come along with me.
What are you going to do with him?
Well, we're going to have to prosecute him and just about everybody in the valley.
How will that look in the headlines? Oliver Wendell Douglas in jail for government's boo-boo.
Headlines, yeah. Look, we don't want any publicity, you see. We just want to get our money back quietly.
Money back? Oh, well, then I have a solution for you.
Feldinger returned from Hooterville and babbled out his story. After discussing the government's alternatives, we decided to accept Mrs. Douglas's solution. To get our money back, the Department of Internal Revenue became a silent partner in the Oliver Wendell Douglas monkey racing track.
Now for the feature race of the evening, the Hooterville Preakness for two-year-olds. The monkeys are in the starting gate. All set. Release the banana. And here come the monkeys. Tarzan Pet takes the lead, followed by Cheetah's Child, Coconut Lady, and Palm Boy.
Come on, Coconut Lady.
Will you shut that off?
Well, you didn't want to go to the track.
No, I didn't.
Well, how is the government going to get back their money?
Frankly, I don't care.
At the halfway pole, it's Tarzan's Pet by Tail, Coconut Lady, Cheetah's Child, and Palm Boy.
Come on, Coconut Lady.
Lisa, will you please?
Coming into the stretch, it's Coconut Lady, Cheetah's Child, and coming up on the inside is Palm Boy. And the winner is Palm Boy.
That's another one I lost.
Don't tell me you've been betting on...
Well, it's the only patriotic thing to do.
And now... for the seventh race of the evening.
I'm happy to report that your government receives 50% of the track's take, and we expect to have all our money back after two or three more years of monkey racing. Well, that closes the file on the great Hooterville tax refund fraud case. And, oh, excuse me. Well, it's time for the eighth race.
The monkeys are in the starting gate for the eighth race, the Internal Revenue Trot. Release the banana. Here come the monkeys. ¶¶
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.